Alabama's Morning News. I'm JT, and joining us, my friend and the Crimson Tide family's friend and a lot of people's friend in the football world and in his community, Eli Gold joins us this morning to talk about Cecil Hurt and remember Cecil. Good morning, Eli. Thank you so much for being with me.
My pleasure, JT. Hope you're doing well.
You know, I saw somebody post on Facebook on Sunday morning, and this really hit for me when they said was, I would really like to see a Cecil Hurt column this morning on last night's game. And I thought, Wow, wouldn't we all?
Yeah, you know, he had been ill for a while. He had had a number of medical issues. But you're right. No, you never had the full story until you read Cecil's column.
Mm.
That's really the way it was. And it's not just here locally. It was nationally. Some great writers all across the country said you never had the complete story until you read Cecil. And boy, that's some kind of a tribute, especially coming from your coworkers.
Yeah, yeah. And I know through the years you've worked with him and been around him a lot and spent some time at events. And, you know, you guys kind of ran parallel in the Crimson Tide world. I'm sure, Eli, that you can share a story about Cecil that might, you know, make us all smile and maybe something we haven't heard about before.
I don't know if I have that because so much has been written and said, but, you know, the amazing thing is the man was so worldly. Yes, he was based in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, but, you know, he had traveled the world everywhere, even had a girlfriend for many years in Micronesia. He'd come to ball games, and he always had a novel or some sort of a historical book with him. It didn't matter what was going on, and you know, there was a timeout called on the field or on the basketball court, and he'd open up that book and he'd read another two or three pages. That's the way his mind worked. He had to stay occupied. He was a magnificent wordsmith. Every word meant something and was valuable. And, of course, you learn that in the newspaper business when you're limited to X number of column inches for each of your missives, if you will.
Right.
He learned how to make every word count. But the nicest of guys, the nicest of men, and, you know, he was, as I said on the broadcast Saturday, he was one of the last guys standing who operated based on honor and trust and relationships. You can't ask for anything better than that.
You know what? I heard the same thing from a lot of people about Cecil Hurt, that he was a guy you could trust. He's a guy that you could count on, and he's a guy that would, you know, certainly be there for you if you needed him. And, when somebody's gone, and it's such an early age, too, you start to think about those things, and it all comes back. And, you know, you miss him more when they're gone than when they were here and you didn't see him every week because you figure, I'll see Cecil next week or two or whatever.
See him next week, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
You know, Coach Saban said basically the same thing. And the relationship, you know, Coach Saban is a fairly private man.
Yes.
He is also in a high-visibility job, and he doesn't trust just everybody. But he and Cecil had a level of trust one to the other, unlike any other that I've seen in our state's sports media.
Mm.
Coach Saban would tell him things that he would tell nobody else. He would bounce things off of Cecil to get some feedback. He doesn't do that with me, doesn't do it with a lot of people. They had a very special relationship because he trusted Cecil, and he knew that Cecil's words meant so much to so many people.
Yeah.
And Coach Saban realized that.
Yeah.
And they had a very, very, very tight relationship.
Well, Eli, I really appreciate you taking that time and reflecting with us, you know, the legacy of Cecil Hurt that will live on. Obviously, the guy is a legend and will remain a legend with the Crimson Tide family, you know, in Alabama sports families, albeit. I just wanted to get you on and get your thoughts and remember Cecil today.
And it's important the way you said Alabama sports families, because even this past weekend in Auburn,
yes,
so many of the Auburn people the workers at the university and fans said, you know, we'll miss Cecil. We weren't Bama fans, but we always read his work. And again, you can't get a better tribute than that.
Amen to that. Well, Eli, good luck this weekend. I hope it's not another four overtimes with Georgia. But
no, I hope not.
I don't know if we can take it anymore.
But, of course, the good news is I can't get any more gray hair. I have got a head full of it already. So, but no, hopefully it'll be a competitive game.
Yeah.
And, you know, you never know. You never know. You've been around the college game. You had a son who played for Bama. You're dealing with young kids. And you never know what's going to transpire when they get out there on the field.
Well, looking forward to that and your broadcast. Eli, Roll Tide, thank you so much again this morning.
My pleasure, JT. Roll Tide to you. Take care.